Getting in touch with our inner voice. How many times did you tell yourself, "I should have listened to my inner voice"? It's funny how this inner voice is always right, isn't it? So why do we keep ignoring it? We just don't trust ourselves enough. Why is my inner voice always right, you might wonder? It's very simple. The spirit world is using your inner voice or intuition like a telephone to tell you their insights. And trust me, they do have great insights. I found the more I listened to them, the better my life turned out. Now would be a good time for you to start to listen to your inner voice. For now, you might have experienced your inner voice only in the form of thoughts. While you develop your abilities, you might also start to actually hear this inner voice in your head. Do not fear or dismiss. You are definitely not crazy if you experience this form of communication. The following is an exercise that you can use in order to get in touch with your inner voice and spiritual aids. It's called automatic writing. Have a pen and paper handy so that you can write down any messages you get. You want to get comfortable and make sure you will not be disturbed. Do your protection and meditation exercises until your mind is clear and ready to talk. Now say mentally, "I am here. What would you have me know right now?" Next, you have to open up and wait for an idea, feeling, or even a thought that pops into your head. You might start to gaze at a specific spot. As soon as you get your reply, you can't analyze it, just write it down. Once you've written it down, go back and see if there is any more. You can ask questions if you feel you need to clarify what you are being told, or even if you need more detail. If at any time the message seems unclear, you need to understand that your ego might be getting in the way, so you could just ask your guide to clarify. When you are performing this exercise, it is absolutely important that you do not judge the messages that you are receiving, because it is common for us, especially as newcomers and novices, to think that we are making it up rather than it being real. The trick to learning to trust your messages is to keep practicing and keep a record for comparison later.